What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Kinda Funny podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Nick Scarpino, alongside the leader of the X-Men and the man who dies in every single movie and cartoon, Mr. Cyclops. How are you, sir?
Great. Fantastic. Very happy to be here. Don't know if I'm going to last the entire podcast wearing this.
No,
but I'm
you
damn
better.
Sure going to try.
You better.
It's are you just going to lose so piece awkward. By piece?
Yeah, piece by piece, little by little. Why are the gloves so weirdly shaped? Like, I got normal fingies. I don't have big hands, small hands. I just have hands.
You feel awkward, Tim? Do you also maybe feel like a dog?
I feel like a dog in a costume. It's the whole thing.
My thing about the gloves with the Halloween costumes is always like, I think they're just freehanding it when they make them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like when you go, Andy, you know that little where you're like, I should measure this out? And you're like, nah, I'll just cut it.
Tim, there's no research being done.
Zero.
Tim, do you have access to your pack, your wireless pack?
Yes,
I think
I
it might have died. Can you look at that?
Oh, dead battery.
Oh, yeah, cool. Everyone else, can you guys check your packs?
Sure. I got to go into my. You guys are seeing how the sausage is made, audio listeners. We're going to get to the rest of the intro in a second. But you
I got
guys,
3 bars.
I got 4 bars.
Bars.
I got 4 bars.
4 bars.
Let's see where my bars are. My bars. I got 5 bars. I got so many bars. I have so many more bars than you, Andy. That's so much cooler. While Tim gets his batteries swapped out, as they say, I'm going to introduce the rest of the people here. Of course, I'm Nick. That's Tim. Sitting to my left is it's Christmas in November, almost Thanksgiving. Joey Noel, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling very out of sorts. Tim asked me to be on the podcast last week while I was out. I was like, yeah, totally. Didn't think about the fact that it was Halloween and I wasn't going to have a Halloween costume like prepped and ready for this.
It's one of those things where I've gone...
I'm going shoes off.
Yeah, I'm going shoes off today.
Shoes.
We're relaxing. Greg's not here. Spoilers.
He fell
into a hole.
Finally get a
and
break.
In that hole,
snakes.
So many snakes.
So many
fucking snakes in the hole.
Well, there was a report about the local zoo. Like, man, at least 60 snakes have gotten missing. They were in the hole the whole time.
It's Greg to found the them. Point now where whenever I see a snake in any sort of media, I laugh. So I watched Bullet Train, and there's like this thing where the snake gets stolen from the zoo. Doesn't matter. The snake pops up, and I start giggling. And he's like, "What's so funny?" I'm like, "I don't actually want to explain that to you."
Yeah.
Because I feel like you'll think less of me.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why I don't talk about work when I go home. Of course, that beautiful laugh you were hearing, audio listeners, to my left. He is the Texas Treat Latino Heat, clicking heads and ripping him to shreds. The laser shooting, flaming hot Cheeto tooting nitro rifle.
There it is.
From twitch.tv, Mr. Andy Cortez, or as I like to call you, my friend John. John Wick.
I'm thinking I'm back. I'm in the process of sending Kevin an image of the wig because I'm just really proud of where the wig was.
Yeah, it's a good one.
And where the wig
is it a wig?
I don't know.
Wigging out with Scarpino. Here's what I will say, ladies and gentlemen, podcast. Welcome to Wigging Out, the Wigspiracy podcast that you all know, have come to know and love. Support us on Patreon over at patreon.com/arewigsreal? Andy,
okay.
What I'll say is this.
Is that like the landing page you see when you go to the website? Are like, wigs real?
I want to believe. What I'll say about it is this. I see a picture of you. You had a banger of a joke on Twitter. And Kevin will probably pull that up in a second. People in live chat for Patreon. We see Keegan Hill. I see Gary over there. Actually, spoiler the joke for everyone. Juan Wick is what you called yourself,
mm-hmm.
which was genius.
It's very good.
Very, very good. But there are a few moments in my life of true inspiration, and this one was you. I literally thought I was like, you should grow your hair out to do this. You look so good with this hair; it should be a reality.
I can't. I just wouldn't be able to, because this is like extremely straight hair, Joe. I would need to do what I did back when I was in high school.
Flat iron.
Where my mom would not even a flat iron.
Oh.
I would have my mom chemically straighten it because I wanted the emo.
Yeah.
Bangs that were like super straight and they were always like hella wavy and stuff.
What does chemically straightening something entail?
It's like getting your hair dyed, right, Joe?
Yeah, it's like a, well, different. It's like a
but it's
perm,
like the same
but
process.
You don't put the rods in. It's like a relaxer.
Relaxer, that's the term. Mm-hmm. So it was like this liquid that my mom would put in my hair once every like 2 months or so. It would stink with the whole fucking house. My dad was like, why are you doing this
shit? I think it's like
shit?
Literally perm solution, but you don't wrap the hair around anything.
Yeah. And it would just get my hair insanely straight. And that's what I would need to do in order to grow this out. But also, I worry about the awkward teenager stage. You know how some characters have that awkward teenager stage? For the hair, it would be the size of the back. Huh?
Charmeleon.
Yeah, I guess so. tourmaline.
Here we are. We have this for the, for the live
so good.
Listeners here. This is just great, Andy. You look so good.
I once saw like one kept... killed three men in a 7-Eleven with a taki. A fucking taki.
I like that pro maneuver here. Obviously, you've like you've cut the wig, you've oiled the wig so it looks like real sweaty hair like he always says. He's always so sweaty in those movies.
So sweaty.
He has one scene where he's like, hi, I'm Keanu Reeves. The rest of the time, it's sweaty John Wick.
Sweatier, more or less than Alec Baldwin in The Departed?
That's a good question.
She's setting me up here.
Okay? You're trying to round him up, Joe.
You're trying to round me up here, Joey, and I'm sorry.
Sometimes you just tease it up.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but you got me, okay? Nothing could possibly be more sweaty than Alec Baldwin in The Departed. When he's in that cargo container just fucking bouncing around everything, just banging into stuff, ruining that movie with his slapstick humor.
It was such a call because I was like, I sent to Assets, by the way, Kevin, an image of the wig before I had done anything to it, before I'd cut it, before I had added anything to it. Because I was like, how am I going to achieve this look? The wig is way too puffy.
Oh.
I cover my face so I look stupid. but like...
That is a horrible
This fixed
way.
The whole problem.
It's like a...
like Edna from The Incredibles.
It was very much like an Edna thing or like Major from the anime Ghost in the Shell. Very similar, those vibes, like very front heavy, right?
Sure.
So I have to kind of like make it back heavy a bit more, but then it was still super puffy. I looked like Sean Hunter from Boy Meets World.
Did you have to thin it out?
I had to thin out a decent amount, Joe. Yeah, I had to like go in there and find strands that were just like adding puffiness to it. But then the Garnier Fructis oil was the thing that like gave it the shine and like giving me the individual strands, or else it was just like... It just didn't look very good. So now when I do this, I'll go get the gun
is
in the bin.
Keanu right there,
you got good movement.
Whoa. Keanu, I've been inviting you on this podcast for a while. Thanks for finally showing up. Did you bring I like that you also have the gun kata like down where he's like,
let me go get that.
He's like, go get the gun. Why he does that, ladies and gentlemen?
Why he does that, Nick? I love you, and I don't want to ever be too mean to you about your appearance.
Sure.
Or anything.
Oh, God forbid somebody actually be nice to me about my appearance.
There's something about this shot. Thank you, Kevin. This shot right here of Nick wearing this onesie with his socks on. They're like, at least with this, they look light blue. They might be
a solid light blue, yeah.
But I've never seen you look this much like an infant. Like, you look like a small baby boy.
I'll take it. Here's the thing.
Like the Muppet Babies versions of Ghostbusters?
Yes. This is Muppet Babies Nick.
The thing I like about this look right now is that I've fully embraced the jumpsuit. No, it's just, it is comfortable to wear these jumpsuits. There are some moments where you have to like think, right? Namely, when you have to go to the bathroom.
And you're like, wow, sucks.
I gotta pull this whole thing down.
Yeah.
Because the zipper is a little too high to like deal with. Mm-hmm. And so, but then the problem is the shoulder's a little too tight. So I have to take the whole top of it off. And it gets cold out there, man. Mm-hmm. It gets real cold. There he is.
There's nothing. Oh, gosh.
I can't believe how much he's got it down. Like, how did you practice that?
I just did.
You just, like, roll around
we're
on
gonna,
your
We're going to get
floor.
Back to this in 1 second. Let me tell you guys a little housekeeping. Of course, today, Merch of the Month is live. New Bodega collection inspired by the neighborhood markets in the city. Go over to kindoffunny.com/store and check that out. We got
Nick,
a couple
got
samples
a
back there.
Just for you.
I know. I'm excited
Someone
about that.
Someone stole the samples that we had here, so I don't know where they are, but we're getting more.
Copy that. Well, I want one as soon as it comes in. Of course, thank you to our Patreon producers, David Huzanga, Nathan Lamothe, Delaney Twining, Gordon McGuire, James Davis Makes, and Fargo Brady on YouTube. We appreciate you right there. What? Did I do it wrong?
Yeah.
You got it wrong in a new way, which is like awesome.
Kind of impressive.
Yeah.
Which one? So Twining?
You got Twining right, but you said Delaney.
Fair enough. Today we're brought to you by Wondery, Rocket, Money, and Shine, but we'll get to that in a little bit. Here's what I'm gonna ask you, Andy.
What's up?
When you said when you thought I'm gonna be John Wick.
Yeah.
Did you and I'm gonna nail this costume 99% of the time. Did you think my calves are gonna just get a little too warm? That's why I'm gonna wear the tiny little black socks? Is that why?
No, I mean isn't that the in thing to wear shorter socks with dress pants?
I don't know.
I thought that was the in thing.
Is it a thing?
Because I have long.
I could be wrong.
I have long black socks, but I feel like The in thing has been to, like, whenever you see
sexy ankle.
When you see a glimpse of ankle, you're like, oh, what's like, this?
Oh, this guy has nothing to hide.
Yeah.
I think this is a little too, I think you either need to go lower or higher.
Oh,
I think
okay.
this is
it's
like
a middle
ground.
Too mid ground. Mm.
Yeah. I'd like you to go.
Because I have the long sock. I could have worn them.
So this was a choice. You're like, I'm going to wear these because that's what kids on TikTok do. That's what they do.
I mean,
I'm not making fun of you.
I actually don't even know. I feel like,
I don't know where I got it from.
I feel like, I've just seen people that I would call fashionable and respect like their sort of sense of fashion. I've seen them with the ankles showing a little bit.
Ankles.
Oh, sorry to point the...
That's okay.
This is, by the way, this is a Glock branded, actual Glock. It is a... an airsoft gun.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, like, what happens in here. I think this is where you maybe put the little canister or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, that's probably where you put the little,
like,
air.
BBs or whatever. But it does make just for the cool, like...
Oh, you gotta get one that cocks back, though, because he's always doing that thing where he kind of looks with one hand and then puts it back in, you know?
Dude.
You also need a massive shotgun that you can just, like, double pump at people.
Mm. Oh, man. Remember that part where he just, like, puts the... up to the dude's chest. Oh, that's so badass.
Do you want to try my long socks on with this outfit? Do you think maybe a splash of color would help it?
No, I don't think so. Mostly just because I don't want to wear your socks.
Yeah. Again, I have very clean feet.
Warm, sweaty, I assume, just because they're socks.
Okay, here's one thing that you guys need to know about me right now. My feet don't sweat, they don't smell. I wear the same pair of socks for a week and a half. I don't even notice it.
Can you
please verify?
I'm a little too uncomfortable to verify at this point in time.
I don't need you to move. He can bring his foot to your foot.
Yeah, smell my foot.
I'll smell your foot.
I don't know. I've been wearing these socks for 3 days.
Okay. 3 days is quite a while.
I mean, Nick's right.
Wow. Like, wow.
You know what it is? I feel like it's the caffeine. It just eradicates the smell of my body.
Here we go. Strap it, everybody. We have a caffeine theory.
We need a science of Kev on this. Does caffeine eradicate body odor?
I think it definitely does not.
Definitely does not.
Does it affect your sweat?
Yeah, how much do you sweat?
I know, I just don't sweat.
Yeah.
I don't sweat. I'm not much of a sweater. I don't smell very bad, but... The trade-off to that is it's the vampire conundrum, right?
Wait, Lassen.
Is Greg Miller here right
now? Okay, Greg Miller, what is the vampire conundrum?
Is I'm always cold. I'm always cold. So I know my body doesn't overheat, it just gets too cold, and then I'm always cold. I was thinking vampire is like, there's a drawback to being a vampire, which you can't go outside during the day. It's more like a drawback.
That's where your brain went.
Yeah.
Wow, that is fascinating.
Yeah,
it's so fascinating that we've all worked together now for like what? You and I have been here for like 5 years.
5 years.
Almost
yeah.
6 years.
April 2017. Yeah.
Those are good socks.
And we're still learning new depraved things about men.
Yeah.
You know?
Depraved is the best word.
Like if we had the technology to do an inception where we have to go inside Nick's brain.
Nick's feet just
there would be no amount of money you could pay me.
Podcast goes on.
You would go in my brain?
There'd be no amount of money you could pay me to go in that brain.
Not you don't want to poke around?
No, absolutely
Wait,
not.
Would that be Inception or is that more like the movie Cell?
Ooh.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
Man, remember that was a J-Lo,
yeah.
right?
J-Lo,
yeah, that was
right.
J-Lo. Vince Vaughn, I think, might have been in that too.
Big white man that kind of looked like a When I say white man, I mean like a Caucasian guy. I mean like an actual, like, he kind of looks like a monster, right?
Yeah.
They kind of look like the engineers, Nick, from the Alien prequel.
Yes.
Prometheus.
They do look a little like that, yeah. Mm. And also Alien.
It's a decent movie. A lot of people hate on it a lot.
It's pretty decent.
Fun like a 6 out of 10.
This is one of those movies I say didn't quite come together. You know, a lot of great elements of it.
Yeah,
a lot of great actors, a lot of great things.
Great sci-fi elements.
It's like a soup that you're like, I see where you did, where you went wrong here, but I'm still going to eat the soup.
It's like a vampire conundrum.
For me, the sign of a good soup is if your body has to tell you, hey, you need to stop drinking the broth. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because it's
when you're
too
just
salty.
Like, this is so good that I'm like, if it was up to me, I would keep finishing it, but I feel like I'll be judged by my body and the people around me if I drink all this ramen broth.
Really, Tim? Because I always feel like I am almost always the person that never fully finishes the meal. Like, you will... No, don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to act like I don't, like, pig out on shit. I'm disgusting most of the time. But, like, whenever there is a soup or a broth or a ramen, Like, I never fully finished it. And I always feel I'm the fucked up one. Everybody here is having the time of their lives right now. They're going to town in this broth. And I'm always the one with, like here's this bowl of liquid still left over. I feel
bad
about it.
I'm such a liquid enthusiast. I think that's what it has to do with it.
You do drink a lot of liquids, man. We would need to talk about that. Yeah. Talk to you about that. This is an intervention. If you were
You're my fucking liquid partner in crime. Shut the fuck up.
I know.
I was making a coffee today. And you go, Nick, do you want to go to 7-Eleven to get coffee? I was like, I do. I do want to go to 7-Eleven to get more coffee.
And then
look
we
at
did.
These things.
And this was after a Starbucks run this morning.
And the guy goes, the guy at the the guy at the 7-Eleven's like, hey, you guys going to Colma after this? And I was like, no, I don't think so, dude.
Like the city of?
Yeah, I was like, I don't think so. Why? He goes, a lot of graveyards in Colma. Maybe some
a lot
ghosts.
Of ghosts. Maybe you could bust them.
No, he went like this. A lot of graveyards. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
He goes,
didn't
and then he goes like this.
A little too long. A
lot of ghosts. I'm all.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. And Tim is just like, because you know how like when awkward situations happen with Tim, he just kind of stops. He just like powers down. Like, his brain turns off and goes to like some other land.
I know what this happens.
How do I dissociate? More importantly.
Yeah.
And again, I hate to say that this one was not my fault, but like it kind of was because I was focusing on making my coffee, and the guy was trying to talk to me, and I was like, this is what I look forward to in life is making coffee. Like I'm trying to figure out, do I want to be good and just put half and half, or is it like a hazelnut sort of day? And this guy's like, going to the cemetery?
No, here's the thing. Like, to make this even a little weirder, like, the guy did this, approached us in probably, like, the least appropriate way possible because we're, like, making the coffee.
Oh, so this wasn't, like, you were not at the register.
No, no.
Oh.
He kind of, like, came out and he kept looking at us in, like, weird ways.
He was creeping behind the coffees, is what he was doing.
Also, can I get
clarification?
There was
some creeping happening.
You were clearly in this outfit.
Nick was in his Ghostbusters outfit.
This was 25 minutes ago, Joey.
Okay, Tim, were you dressed like that?
I was not Cyclops. Okay. I was dressed normally. So, like, I could disassociate from Nick just a little bit. But
got
he was
it.
Wearing his Ghostbusters thing. We're in there.
It's comfortable.
And this guy walks in, or, like, walks by and he, like, looks at us, starts making weird faces. And it's like, this is kind of weird. And, like, immediately me and Nick both knew he's going to talk to us. Like, there was that vibe. But then he went behind the coffee thing and, like, kind of just peeked his head out to talk to us. So he's, like, 2 feet in front of us.
You know how the coffees are this big and you and I are not very tall. So, like, anything that's standing behind the coffee, you don't see.
What do you mean me? Why are you
until
it appears.
I'm sorry, Keanu. Keanu's tall, 6 foot.
I like that Nick
too.
Didn't even engage me on that. The shortest person in the company.
Are you
but
the
I'll accept it. I'll accept it.
This guy literally starts talking. I was like, where is this disembodied voice coming from? And I look. And I see a pair of eyes.
Like, through the coffee and decaf coffee, he was just like, you going to Colma?
Oh, my gosh. It feels like it's that guy from Clerks.
Yeah. So he didn't work there?
No, he worked there.
There. He's the homie. It was just an odd thing. Like, he was obviously being a nice guy and, like, leaning into the fact that it's Halloween. But I caught he was talking. And this is going to come as a shocker for people. But I caught, like, maybe the last part about what he was talking about because I wasn't paying attention. How the fuck is my fucking coffee? I'm getting poured a coffee. This is my sacrosanct time. This is my church. Yeah, it's sacrosanct.
That's a weird.
But it's also just you're pouring a coffee.
I'm
like
just
you're
pouring
not,
coffee, man.
You're not
exactly. Andy,
you're
just pouring a coffee.
We're just ignoring that. Like he just said sacrosanct like 4 times and no one knows what that means and just kind of moved past it.
What made you say that recently? There was something.
And half sacrament.
Yeah.
Where you're
sacrilege. Sacramento.
Sacramento.
The last time I heard sacrosanct was the rehearsal.
Just to be clear, Nick, you don't know what you were saying either, right?
Sacrosanct. I think what I meant to say was it was sacred, and sacrosanct came out. But I'm not sure if they're the same term or not. To be perfectly honest.
I think it is. I think there's a word.
I'm looking at
it. We can Google that. Google it. While you guys are Googling that, I'll tell you guys, this is the Kind of Funny Podcast. Each and every week, 3, sometimes 4 best friends gather around this table, each coming to shoot the proverbial shit and show off their Halloween costumes. Would you believe that a lot of people called me out for already owning this costume over the weekend when I wore it?
No.
What does that mean?
A couple people did. They were like, that's a really like good Ghostbusters costume. And I'm like, yep, it is. And they're like, you spent money on that. And I was like, well, you know, we did because I had this thing going on, the whole Scarpino thing.
Yeah.
And then one of my friends was like, you owned that shit before Halloween, didn't you? And I've never felt more called
What's
out
What's wrong
in my
with
life.
That?
I think there's nothing. Okay.
Yeah,
for everyone out there
I'm with you.
Who
there should be nothing
wrong with this.
But for everyone who, I could see her perspective in that if it's a costume you already owned, should it count toward Halloween? Should it count toward this Halloween?
Yeah.
Do you go into your costume closet and go, I'm just going to pull something out and go wear it? Or do you put a lot of time and effort in? Do you deserve the juice that comes with all the time and effort that you put in John Wick? Case in point, if Andy's John Wick 3 years from now, aren't some of us going to think, he already fucking owns
it. Yeah, for sure.
But I mean, it doesn't hit as hard.
But what if he's Star-Lord again when the next movie comes out?
And we're going to fucking clown on him so hard.
Changes, like, the jacket or something to have the, like, appropriate...
Yeah, like an updated costume.
Yeah, exactly. But it's still the same base. I think that's fine.
I think I would still be wondering the same thing. Why not Drax? Why not go Drax? We'll paint you blue.
Andy, I'll paint you blue. You say the word, I'll paint you top to bottom blue.
Get it over there.
I thought the fact that it's over giant speakers, we just hear crinkling, crinkling.
Kevin, what's the snack in there? What's going on?
Spicy Doritos chips are pretty good.
Which one?
What a fucking vibe.
Spicy
what a vibe
nachos.
On this podcast. This podcast has a very end of week vibe to it.
And it's Monday, baby. Monday,
well, I was going to say, like, you know, earlier I mentioned that I would never want to get inside a Nick's head.
Mm.
But I think right behind that, right ahead of it, who knows, on any given day, is like, I would never want Kevin to paint my body. It's like around the same level.
Because you know there
stuff.
Would be a level of pain associated with
of?
It that doesn't need to be
exactly.
I just want to be clear. I think, Tim, didn't I help you paint the body one time with the blue latex?
Kevin has painted me before when I went to the Avatar.
I'm very gentle.
Like one of his French girls?
It wasn't even a premiere. It was I went to go see Avatar, and Kevin painted me blue.
I'm very gentle.
Let's all
very
stop for gentle. A second, because Joey's joke deserved a lot bigger of a reaction than that. Kevin painted me. Joey says, like one of his French girls.
Yes.
And I love the thought that you were just completely naked on a couch somewhere.
Different James Cameron movie.
And same vibe though, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of water.
Yeah. Now, we were telling the story recently on Games Daily, but a lot of bad calls, but it was like dominatrix paint that we put on me.
Like latex?
And it was blue latex. So they put it on you, and then it's like it becomes like a bodysuit, and it's really sticky. And like when you have hair on your body, which, you know, I do.
Oh, no.
It was not fun at all.
He ruined that movie theater seat. Ruined it.
No, I didn't.
You got body ruined hair? It.
Huh?
Lots of it.
I got enough, you know, enough that if you put blue latex all over your body, getting it off,
He's half a time, for Christ's sake. He's got a lot of hair.
Hey, you got a lot of hair, Tim Tam. A lot of hair.
Well, the thing is, relatively, I have a lot of hair, but then compared to like some people, I'm like, that's a lot of hair.
You don't have the most hair, just to be clear.
In this office, I would say Greg Miller probably has the most hair. It would be me if I didn't.
The angel wings always make me uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's the thing. The wings are.
I guess.
The angel wings?
Yeah.
You're talking about his little fucking beaver pelt that he's got on his shoulders.
Jesus Christ.
How do you always find a way to make it worse?
I know.
It looks like he killed a bear and is wearing a bear vest.
Nick, I think you invented the angel wings nickname for it. I love it. Like, I threw a nickname out there that Nick created and he had to one up it.
It's like a bad angel wing tattoo. You know, you're like, why did you get the wings?
God.
That's very funny.
Does Greg have the most? Is like he the hairiest in the office, or have we just
in
seen
the
him
office?
Yeah. Shirtless the most often, so it's like more familiar?
I think it's Greg.
I've seen. Well, it's either going to be Greg or me, but I am not that hairy, believe it or not. And so
you're never
don't you
never really know.
No way. No way. Look at me. Just your beard alone. Like you got
Can we get a little back skin going on?
I have no back hair at all.
You have no back hair?
Zero.
Okay, then I got you beating that.
And my stomach, chest area, I have like an hourglass. It's like a triangle and then another triangle.
Like a Black Widow.
I'm like a Black Widow. Yeah, exactly. We got angel wings and Black Widow.
So we could have shirtless Greg with the Batman that I shaved into his chest. Mm-hmm. We got the Black Widow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit, what could you... What,
you like, want to be Wolverine?
What are we working with here?
I've always wanted to be Wolverine.
What kind of canvas are we working with here?
If
you did go as Wolverine, you would have to shave the mustache.
I'd be fine with that. I'd have to shave all this, right?
No, I know, but like, I can't imagine Nick with a mustache. Just a mustache.
No, without the mustache.
Oh, just
it would just be the beard.
The chops.
I think that'd be cool. Whenever Mike decides to ditch the mustache, I'm going to be the mustache guy. I've decided.
Yeah. You can't be the mustache guy and the mullet guy.
I can't?
That's too many things. I think that's too much.
Because I'm also the beard guy and the mullet guy right now. That's too many things to me.
You guys are all kind of beard guys. It's like not a special thing.
Tim, go like this. Tim could give me a mustache.
Oh, you could be a mustache guy, dude.
I could.
Holy
I definitely
shit.
Could. But I don't know that.
I think you should play around with it. Because you shave your beard way off. We've never seen Nick beardless.
You know, I had that one moment. I'll be honest with you guys. I think it was an Extra Life. When Greg was doing the mustache. And I was like, really want to shave my beard. I'm ready for a change. And I just wussed out.
You did?
I thought you said you weren't allowed to.
No. So I wasn't allowed to do a mustache. I think Dee was like, don't do a mustache. But I think she wouldn't have cared. That was what I'm getting at is that was just an excuse. I wussed out. Dee had nothing to do with this conversation at all. I have a liar pants on fire. This is a liar pants.
You chickened out. You wanted to do it.
I did want to do it. I want to get rid of the beard.
Now
I still do.
Now is this also the same sort of thing when you tell us that she won't let you shave your head?
No, that's a very hard pass for my wife.
Okay.
And I quote, here's how the conversation goes. Babe, I think I'm going to shave my head this time. No, she doesn't. No. And I go, babe, it's going to be fine. She goes, no. And then she kind of pets me a little bit. She's like, there's still some there. And then that's what I get, man. I can't say no to her, dude.
I realize, Nick, that before you do shave your head, before you even get rid of this mullet at some point, we need to do a cosplay. And Halloween would have been perfect for this.
Yeah.
But I want Greg Miller as Kratos. And I want Nick Scarpino as Atreus.
Okay. Oh, God. Can you with the full hawk.
Can you bring up like just Atreus and Google image search it? Because he has the hair, and I was looking at him like, Nick could do
just
this.
Need a little,
Nick could rock this.
And
the idea
spray,
of Nick
dye.
As boy.
the idea of Atreus like finally through puberty, no longer like his voice like cracking and stuff. That would be amazing.
But Atreus, but with a full beard.
Yes.
Was he redhead? Was the kid redhead?
Yeah.
Kind of like really, really light.
Be a little mohawk?
Really
like
light.
It's like yours, where it's like mohawk mullet situation.
I'm in. Let's go. That would have been a great one for it.
Yeah. See?
Oh, he's got a little faux hawk happening there.
Yeah. But like in the back, it gets into that real party time.
I mean, wow. Okay. Yeah. I'm down for that. Well, I mean, it brings up the big question, right? Which is like, when are we actually going to get off our duffs and do the theme costume? Because we talked about always wanting to be the X-Men.
Yeah.
And we said Tim's, of course, going to be Cyclops. And this is the nice thing. This vibe that you
now is your
right
friend
now makes me so happy.
Now, is your friend going to roast him next year and be like, oh, you already own that costume?
Yeah.
I don't like this friend. I'll be honest with you. I don't like this friend you got.
Because, I mean, sometimes your friends tell you the truth and it hurts, right? Again, I think you don't like it because you love this John Wick costume and you're going to go, you should cosplay as John Wick from now on.
Well, that's the thing. I feel like the Halloween costume can graduate to just being a cosplay thing. So
that's
it's like you being Star-Lord, like, oh, I'm going to go to the Guardians like to movie dressed as Star-Lord. Then it's cool because it's like, oh, you have this costume already. But it's like, I feel like you only need a new costume that's appropriate just for Halloween if you're going to like a dedicated Halloween party where it's like people every year expect you to do something new.
Or
if you're just doing it for social media stuff.
Yeah, if it's something that you're like really stoked about.
Andy, I feel like I'm really strict on these kind of rules. And honestly, if you want to just be like, I'm going to be Star-Lord every year, I don't think I would judge you. I want you to know that.
Thank you, Kevin. Yeah, Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah,
you
know like Nick, your opinion
but
only
out
goes
of jealousy.
So far. Yeah.
Jealousy, boredom. Just general malaise.
I said, I don't like your friend. I don't like you either.
So, Joey, we're here now.
Yeah.
You do not have a costume. Have no fault of your own. You were told about this too late. You weren't told
I mean, yeah. I had a whole idea for a costume. I bought things for the costume. Then I got sick last weekend.
So that's
and
where
that
I'm
really fucked it up. Okay.
What would it have been?
It would have been. I have all the stuff for Carmen San Diego, but I just didn't have it all. It's not all dyed. It's not the right color. And that's what I fucked up.
But cool.
Joey,
but now I have it for next year.
Here's the thing, Joe.
Yeah.
You get a green suit.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin, we can green screen you.
Oh, great.
You can make it red.
Any color you want, Joe.
Okay.
Any color
you want. I need a green jacket.
You would need to, like, instead of dyeing it all red, you need to dye it all green.
Okay, great.
Come in here, we can make it red for you.
So, wait, awesome. let's go back to the group costume.
It's yellow right now. We need to make it blue or green.
Okay.
And then we'll green screen it for you.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Oh, we're losing Tim piece by piece.
Man,
mask is cutting into your nose.
It's a lot. It's a lot, guys. But you know what? It's okay.
We also talked about, did we talk about Overwatch characters, or were we just making fun of Tim for having those tracer glasses when he had a surgery?
Yeah, I think that's all that was. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think X-Men would be perfect. I've said before,
it'd be so fun.
I want to be Gambit. Like, straight up, I want to be Gambit.
You'd be cool as hell as Gambit.
Yeah. I definitely think you could do that.
Dude, I would grow my hair up, like, really long, and I would... It's mostly because, like, what you're wearing right now is that headpiece, Tim.
Yeah.
I don't recommend it.
I want one so bad, though.
It's such a Gambit headpiece.
So the problem
headpiece.
Is, make sure you get one that's, like, its own thing, because right now, like, the peeing problem, it's bigger than I've ever had. Because rompers and stuff, it's, like, it's unfortunate. You have to, like, pull down. Here, it's, like, I need this weird head situation.
It's
like,
a Spider-Man conundrum.
Just like the vampire can.
How are you doing with hearing? Is it affecting your hearing at all?
Hearing's fine.
Can you hear that?
I think you heard that. I think he's got that.
Okay, so you want to be Gambit.
Yeah.
That'd be really cool. Nick?
I think Nick is Wolverine. Yeah, or I Kevin.
Like I think Nick like Kevin's got to be Wolverine.
Okay.
Nick, you can be my morph if you want.
Oh,
man, that's
wow.
so cool.
Is Morph an X-Men?
Yeah. Because he died in the
I
first
just
episode.
Always hear Nick saying that. I don't really know
yeah,
anything about
Nick
X-Men.
Yeah, because Morph died in episode one of the animated series.
Yeah, and Wolverine was, they were like homies. Mm-hmm. And so he dies and Wolverine goes, Morph.
Like Nick, if you're my Morph, I will get a picture printed out of you and carry it around and like lay down in different areas and just look at it.
The thing is, I think I have to
lay
like,
down
I
in
love
different
this.
Areas.
And we'll do a Photoshop of you with where it's like more forever, like you've written that, like written that on your car or whatever.
Yeah.
Does he get a tattoo?
He could get a tattoo. It's like
Morph. No, he can't get tattoos.
Logan
Joey,
and
you Morph. Should know
yeah,
that.
They just pop it back out. But he'll get like a fake tattoo, like a henna tattoo.
Okay.
Or we just paint, like we'll just have Cool G airbrush his face for a hot second.
Okay.
The thing about Morph is that, correct me if I'm wrong, because you read the X-Men comics, I never have.
Yeah.
I don't look like Morph.
Well, Morph can Morph, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, but then I have to do, and this is, okay, I'm sorry.
Nick, I won't lie to you, you kind of look like Morph. I
you
think you
kind
just
do,
shave.
Yeah.
Just
I'd have to
yeah,
shave.
Thank you.
I'd have to shave. The,
yeah, it's perfect.
But no one's going to know
the,
that
you got
I'm
the
Morph.
Chin for it.
Here's what I'll say. Like, okay, let's go around. We'll do it. Okay, Tim obviously Cyclops. You're naming it, right? Kevin the Wolverine,
uh-huh.
right? Not Wolverine, the Wolverine.
Of course.
Okay. Andy, of course, Gambit.
Jubilee. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you could also be Jubilee.
I no, but I want to be Jubilee.
Joey's gonna be Jubilee.
Joey's gonna be Jubilee. I would also be Jubilee. Just
I mean, if you can be Jubilee. You could be Jubilee.
Greg Miller has to be Beast.
That's my question. Do I be Beast or does Greg be Beast?
Well, who's hairier?
Greg, for sure. Yeah. You could just go, roll Greg in something blue. He'd look exactly like Kelsey
Greg
Grammer.
Gives me more Colossus vibes.
Oh, I like that.
I was thinking, well, okay. Because I feel like I'm going to throw this out there that's going to embarrass him. And he's in the room, so everyone would be cool. But like, Cool G as Archangel would be incredible.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, actually, that's really fucking sick.
Like, put some wings on his back and have him just be like, you know? Who are we missing? Oh, we got Jean Grey we got to figure out.
Could we...
Like we need Magneto. We need
Professor X.
Charles Xavier.
We gotta have Professor X. Yeah. Mike
could
is Professor
please,
X.
Or
Roger. I feel like Roger would be a pretty
no,
good Professor
please
X.
Please make it Blast.
Mm-hmm. We gotta get Bless in. We gotta get Roger in. We gotta get mm-hmm. Barrett in. We gotta mm-hmm. get Mike in.
Damn it. This
Roger
is tough.
Professor X, I think, works really well.
Yeah.
Yes. That's
I like
great.
That.
He already has a shaved head.
Uh huh. He's always saying, come to me, my X-Men.
Yeah, he does that. And I, ironically, weirdly, I was catching
he's always
doing
like
this.
Psychically talking to him. He has a floating wheelchair.
It's very strange. He never uses it. It's just out in the parking lot, taking up a spot.
Barrett, I'm going to give one of my favorites.
Jubilee.
Kitty Pryde.
Oh,
Shadow
oh.
Cat. I can see Barrett going through walls and shit.
That could be
That'd
fun.
That'd be cool.
Oh, like, you don't think like Gia's like? A good kitty cat?
Kitty cat. G would actually be an amazing Kitty Pryde.
You don't want to be Kitty Pryde? You got the cat costumes already.
Again, I'll get
Which
it where I fit.
Just
in.
Like a cat.
Imagine
her name's Kitty.
We could give.
I know nothing about the X-Men. Clearly,
we could give Nick Sabretooth, and he just dresses as the cat.
Oh wait, that's actually brilliant. Sabretooth and Wolverine for Kevin and Nick.
And Nick is just one of the cats from Cats.
He's just
not
the black
new
cat
ones,
suit.
The old show.
No, like, he has part the, of, like, leopard. You have a leopard print one, don't
I
you?
I do have a leopard print one. I could just cut a
Sabretooth.
Well,
now he can't just use his old suit. He
oh,
needs to
buy
a new
one.
You got
to
buy a new one. You got to put the time into it, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
I could be Quicksilver because I'm super fast.
You are fast.
That's
true.
But Quicksilver, not a traditional X-Men.
I feel like
right?
Cool Greg's like a Quicksilver.
No, we've already decided we're going to put angel wings on. He's going to walk around as Archangel.
But, so Mr. Hawks in the chat brings up a good point. If you make Mike Iceman, is he just gonna show up in a Top Gun outfit and not understand.
Oh my God, Joey, that's hilarious.
No, I think he'll understand it, but I mean, God, that'd be so funny. Everyone's spot on X-Men costumes, like to the T, and he's just dressed like Val Kilmer from Top Gun. That's actually pretty fucking funny. How many people do you think were Top Gun this year, Andy?
Oh, everyone.
Oh my goodness. You gotta think about like the Miles Teller effect on America.
Oh yeah.
On the world.
Man, I do want to think about that.
There was some incredible costumes this weekend. Kev, can we bring up Elise's Twitter, please?
Oh,
perfect.
That's my thing, is like, I saw a lot of them. One of my pet peeves, obviously, this is me. I live in my own little world called Nick World, right? There's a lot of conundrums happening. There's a lot of benefits, drawbacks.
Vampire conundrums.
Yeah. One of the things, obviously, is I'm not on the internet all day long. So I appreciate, this is incredible, her as Nicole Kidman in the AMC ads might be one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
It's great.
And why? And here's why it's funny. Because I look at it, and it speaks to me. I know exactly who she is. It's
that's
great.
It takes place in Nick's world. So that makes sense.
That is in my sphere. James, I have no idea who he is.
He's Heartbreak.
So here's
what
the thing.
What does that mean?
Heartbreak feels good in a place like this. That's like the iconic line.
So he's a character from an anime.
Is he really?
Who wears like a heart mask, but I think it's to play into the pun.
I respect that. But wait, I'll say that, Elise nailed it.
Did you just make that up?
No. Oh. No, because I looked through the comments and people were like, oh, wow, I can't believe you know blah, blah, blah. And I looked it up and I was like, oh, okay, yeah. This is a thing where a anime character has like a hammer with the heart mask, like just like he has it.
That's brilliant.
It's really good.
I don't know what anime it is.
No, I understand. It's Heartbreak. Mm-hmm. I get it. It's good, James. It's not your best, James.
I thought it was a heart attack.
I thought it was just a guy with a hammer that had a mask on.
Heart attacks feel good in a place like this.
I didn't read the comment, all right?
Genius idea. But what I'll say is, you see the people over on the Twitter, and they're like, look at this great costume I put together. Mm-hmm. And I don't immediately get it. But then you swipe over, and it's like, this is the costume of the person that I'm being, right? And I'm conflicted
on this. You were
peeving
about this earlier.
Wait for it.
You're peeving.
So you want everyone to play in the Nick universe?
I've said this before, and I'll state it now publicly one more time, and I'll stand by this. This is my platform. When I run for office, this is going to be one of the core tenets of my Senate run, okay? Your Halloween costume should not require an explanation. Now, am I appreciative when I scroll over and see a picture and go, oh, you're that thing? That's pretty awesome. Congratulations. Yes, I very much am. But as you know, Joey, the duality of Nick Scarpino is that I have conflicting emotions at all times.
Yeah.
I go, thank you so much for explaining that to me. Try harder next year so you don't have to explain to me. That's my thing.
That's true. But that also just gives people like a really narrow wedge of
basically anything that happened from 1982 to 1989, pop culture, I understand.
Okay.
Yeah. If it's anything beyond that, forget about it.
I'm with you to an extent, but sure. I think context is important. Because I feel like if you're doing the costume for the internet, if the internet gets it, then you're all good.
But what they put the thing out on the internet, it's always the swipe right to tell you what it is, right? You swipe to the next picture, that's what it is, right? So contextually, you're not assuming that people know what it is. You're explaining that to me. The assumption you're making is they're not going to know who this obscure video game character is. And so therefore, you have to explain it to me. Again, as a person who doesn't understand video games, I completely respect that and appreciate it. But I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like it whatsoever.
I do think you, like, for example, our friend Jonathan Dornbush dressed up as something.
The Bush. Like, does he like being called that?
Very obscure. I don't think so.
I don't think anybody calls him that.
Yeah, I've never heard anybody call him the Bush. I mean, Now you do. He dressed up as a very obscure character from some YouTube series where it's a professor that teaches you about history. Mm-hmm. Like, of course, the only other person who understood it was Michael Hyam. He's like, oh, the professor. And to me, I was like, is that a Pokemon professor maybe? Like, that's probably what it is. Because it looked very cartoonish. He had like he kind of dyed his beard really light blue, and his hair was light blue as well. And he explained to us what it was. And then immediately saw my wife turn around and looked at me. He's like, I have no idea what the fuck this is.
Mike.
Oh, but also, Mike was a little bit lit all night. The whole night. He was borrowing Lianza's and Roger's glasses because they were Paul Dano as the Riddler. They dressed up with the mask and they had the little clear glasses on top. And Mike was like, did I fucking break your glasses or did they not never have lenses in them? Like, I don't know for sure. Yeah, so the whole night. So, you know, so Dornbush was that character, and it took a lot of explaining.
To Dornbush's credit, though, I respect that he is the anti-Nick in this situation. He doesn't give a fuck about Nick Scarpino because he walks in, and eventually I was like, what are you? And he goes, I'm the professor. And I noticed that he just said that to a group of like five people. Just, I'm the professor, as if we're all just supposed to know what that is. And I was like, you know what?
It's creepy to me.
I appreciate that confidence. Good for you. Just
that
own
see,
it.
Okay. Is this Imran? Who is
this? No, this is Roger.
Roger Lanza. Okay. This, incredible.
You know what it is. Yeah.
You know exactly what it is. The latte with the question mark in it.
They were baristas. They were like Riddler baristas.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
This that fires on all cylinders. But if you go, I'm the professor, you're gonna get one guess as the old Nick, as to which professor you are, and then I'm gonna just walk away from the
conversation. One of my favorite costumes I saw on TikTok actually was a woman dressed up as a microphone. She had like a black afro as like the microphone boom or whatever, and she had the microphone skirt around her, or the dressing, you know, right? Like that little
flag. Oh, the flag.
The microphone flag that goes around it, and it had like whatever the local broadcasting station is on it. And then there was a guy dressed up as a kid, and all the video was is him going, and apparently I've never been on TV much, apparently. Which is a very, very well-known TikTok meme of some kid who just like, he's being interviewed at some state fair, and he's like, and apparently I've never been on TV before.
This is
like
the corn kid.
Apparently,
this is a different kid.
Very similar to the corn kid.
10 years before the
corn. Love the corn kid. Love the corn. Can't get enough of the corn kid.
But it was a phenomenal costume.
You're so late on the corn kid, Nick.
Saw a video of the corn kid's audio over a cute dog. I'm like, this kid's. Oh. He can go anywhere.
Look at this.
He can do anything.
I can't imagine more beautiful things.
Is it that one? Yeah, exactly.
Great. That's the best. Combine it with everything.
That's
the best cute dog intro. To hear that kid go, I mean, look at this thing. Oh, I can't imagine more beautiful.
This kid, what a superstar.
What a gift.
Guys, listen, we're 41 minutes in this. I think it's time to take a break for our ads.
Are you wasting money on subscriptions? 80% of people have subscriptions they forgot about. Do you know how much your subscriptions really cost? Well, most Americans think they spend around $80 a month on subscriptions, when the actual total is closer to more than $200. That's right! You could be wasting hundreds of dollars each month on subscriptions you don't even know about. There's this app Tim loves using that takes care of all of that for him. It's called Rocket Money, formerly known as Truebill. The app shows all your subscriptions in one place and then cancels for you whatever you don't still want. Tim loves it. It's great. You should use it. Rocket Money can even find subscriptions you didn't even know you were still paying for. You may even find that you've been double charged for a subscription. To cancel a subscription, all you have to do is press cancel and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. Get rid of useless subscriptions with Rocket Money now. Go to rocketmoney.com/kindoffunny. Seriously, it could save you hundreds of dollars per year. Cancel your unnecessary subscriptions right now at rocketmoney.com/kindoffunny. That's rocketmoney.com/kindoffunny. Go deeper into the canals of Numenor, the mines of Khazad Dûm, and more with the official The Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power podcast. Host Felicia Day and several special guests provide an inside look at the groundbreaking series and what it took to bring Middle-earth to life. Each episode of the official podcast features exclusive interviews with the series showrunners J.D. Payne and Patrick McKay, including the very first full breakdown of the incredible season finale. Felicia goes behind the scenes with the cast and crew to bring you jaw-dropping stories and Easter eggs you won't want to miss. Watch The Rings of Power on Prime Video and listen to all 8 episodes of the official The Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power podcast for free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app now. What's the first thing you do when you wake up? Is it checking up on your credit score? Didn't think so. At Chime, that's exactly what they do. Their members see an increase of 30 points on average, with payday up to 2 days early and fee-free overdrafts up to $200. So start your credit journey with Chime. Sign up takes only 2 minutes and it doesn't affect your credit score. Get started at chime.com/kfgames. That's chime.com/kfgames. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by Stride Bank NA, pursuant to the license from Visa USA Chime checking account, and $200 qualifying direct deposit required to apply for the secure Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card. Regular on-time payment history can have a positive effect on your credit score. Impact to your score may vary, and some user scores may not improve. out-of-network ATM withdrawal fees may apply, except at MoneyPass ATMs in a 7-Eleven or any Allpoint or Visa Plus Alliance ATM. So, again, start your credit journey with Chime. Sign up takes only 2 minutes, doesn't affect your credit score. Get started at chime.com/kfgames. That's chime.com/kfgames.
I can't remember if we read about this one or not.
Do we have any
Patreon questions?
Do we have Patreon questions? Yeah. We have some Patreon questions.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
They're also not Patreon questions anymore, but.
Yeah,
semantics.
We've got some questions.
You can just write in now. Kindoffunny.com/kfpodcast. Anyone. Shut up. You watching right now.
Wear the mask.
Did you know that?
Yes, Nick.
Oh, my God. I want to keep talking about Halloween costumes.
I do, too. Okay. Andy's all trying to segue over, but I'm really thoroughly enjoying this conversation.
Did you have any other costumes that you saw this weekend that you liked? Kevin, do you want to tell us about your costume?
Kevin's costume was great. Yeah. And this is one of the things that I'll say is that I really love my wife, but the one thing that's probably going to be our undoing is that she does not like Halloween. Mm. She refuses to dress up with me at all. And to be honest, like I've exhausted all the 80s heroes that I want to be. Mm. This picture, Kevin, can you bring that picture right back up one more time? Right. One more time. Now,
crushed it.
I don't know what this is. Kevin explained it to me because I haven't seen Midsummer. But it doesn't matter because Kevin's got a little thigh gooch action going on right now. That might be.
I worked so hard.
That's a thigh gooch, right?
I worked so hard to get rid of it so that Nick wouldn't comment on it. I literally. So.
He's a heat seeking missile, man.
It's warm in there.
I literally undid this costume's seams and added more material because it was even more revealing in the past. And because it's a woman's, Paula is the May Queen from Midsummer, mm-hmm. and I'm her boyfriend who gets sewn into a bear.
Yeah.
Originally, I was just going to buy I was trying to make a onesie, but like I got talked out of that. So then I thought it'd be funny if I was a sexy bear underneath.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. But so it's a woman's extra large. And let me tell you, it's not that extra large.
Kevin is a man who has bought not one but two women's costumes that are cat-themed. I sympathize with you. But here's what I'll say. This is a great costume. This is a great couple's costume. You guys put a lot of effort into this. Kevin's
been working on this forever.
I love that. That is a great vibe. Andy, when I saw your costume, I was like, that hit so hard. That was fantastic.
We have to give shout out to Gia's costume too. Gia was great.
Gia crushed it, but it had the same problem of like, we're like, oh, no one's gonna know what this is. So we had to put a name tag, which is semi-cheating, but trying to defend her.
I don't think it's semi-cheating.
It's not cheating because it's part of the bit even. Yeah. Like her name being spelled that way is part of the thing.
But she never, here's the thing. Here's my once Captain Semantics.
Can you elaborate for the audience?
Yeah, Kev, can you, Twitter.
I was trying to find it.
I appreciate
for
it.
For the audio listeners who will not miss out on a lot of these images.
Instagram.
Not all of them, though.
Gia is Gia. Madison. With
two ends
and
one
Y, but not where you think.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. But the funny thing about this costume is she was pushing really hard that we have to dress up, we have to do this whole thing, we're going to Kevin's party and all this. We get to the party, she didn't take her jacket off for a single second.
Yep.
Which I appreciate. Cool.
So nobody saw the name. So no one even knew. So high too. Like the fire was raging the entire time because I was like,
was it rises? Fire rises.
Sorry, and then, Kev, while we're here, can you go down to the next post on my page with the dogs?
Sometimes they don't hit Andy. You know, I don't know what to tell you. It's 45 minutes.
This is great.
So cute.
And we wrote little poems for them, too.
Oh, Kevin, I'm going to ask you. I meant to Slack this to you, and I totally apologize.
No.
I'm going to ask you to look up.
Kevin, just say no.
Actually, while you guys talk, I'll find it. I'll find it. Because
What is it? Just tell me.
It's a little bit of a walk. Scrolling through the Instagram.
Wait, hold on. I have the poems.
Oh, that's cute.
Can you read them, Kev? Because I can't see them from here.
Toretto. I'm all about family. Lil. Is that like or Lil?
Like, I imagine.
Like my mom, my man Dom. Oh, yeah, you're right. Sorry. But I have make hair.
I forget
more
it.
Hair.
More hair. Okay, so
you wanted this.
The penmanship's not there. That looks like make.
Here, I got you. I'm all about family like my man Dom, but I have more hair because I'm a pom.
That's good.
And
that's
great.
That's
really good. And then Pablo Moose, Moose's name tag says, "They may have taken my balls away, but I still hump Hedgie every day."
Yep. Oh, God.
Old habits die
Jesus.
Hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kev, if you could Google, yeah. I saw the best Chihuahua costume.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be hard. Now, you want me to just Google Chihuahua?
I'll find it for you while you guys talk.
That's a lot of letters to ask Kevin to spell.
It's a lot. I'll find it on top of that,
Chihuahua costume, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of.
Yeah, you need more qualifiers than that.
While Nick is looking for this, I want to compliment Kevin on a great job of just presentation for the little snack drink area. This vitamin B12 drink, apple teeny sort of thing, whatever it was, very strong, very cool looking.
So
underneath the black light, this shit was glowing, man. It was awesome as hell. And it was tasty.
Every day leading up to it, we'd be like setting stuff up in the front or setting stuff up in the back, and Kevin would be like, "Do you think we need more black lights?" And every day Paul would be like, "You can't buy any more black lights." And Kevin's like, "But I think we need more black lights."
The black light budget is not that high. Right?
Nick, you didn't finish your sentence, so I don't know if I'm looking for a man dressed up as a chihuahua or a chihuahua dressed up as something.
I have this. That's incredible. What I say, it was on Instagram. I'm probably not going to be able to find it, but it was, this made me want to get a chihuahua. And up until this point, I've never wanted one before. It was a guy lying at a table with a chest burster coming out of his chest.
Oh, I have seen that.
But instead of it the chest burster, the next picture over is a little chihuahua's face.
That's awesome.
They did a series of them. And the next one was the guy with a red hoodie on a bicycle. And the chihuahua was E.T. It was the cutest thing I've ever seen in my entire freaking life. That definitely got sent. Oh, you know what? I probably sent it to someone on the Instagram.
I can find it. That's really easy.
Okay.
Maybe not. Your
tiny baby phone. If you had a bigger phone, it'd be easier to find, you know?
I thought about getting a new phone this weekend, guys. Uh-huh. And then I went to the Apple store and I picked it up. And I was like, it's so heavy. Listen, feel how light this phone is.
Oh, my God.
Hey, look at that. You just throw it up. Look, you can hurl it.
But it feels like a toy phone, right?
And 6 1/2 Actually, realistically, your phone actually feels lighter than my phone.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Anytime I've used Nick's phone to order stuff, I always think it's an iPod Touch.
Yeah.
So it always just feels like the tiniest, most useless.
It's so funny that sounds so insulting.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm the iPod Touch of this office, I'll be honest with you.
Out of date. At one point was cool,
maybe. At one point
maybe.
It was so cool.
Just was so cool for like a hot second. Had a following, and now it's just losing that following more and more by the day.
Every day I feel like Nick's like, I just lost like 20 more followers on Instagram.
You know what it is? I just can't bring myself to post what you got to post these days.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I film a lot of myself.
What do you have to post, Nick?
Just anything entertaining. I mean, literally anything. You know what's funny? I've been filming my sets a lot because a lot of comics these days, they film the sets. They just pull out some funny little audience interactions, whatever.
Yeah.
You put a caption on it. And that's pretty.
Reels.
And I've had like 5 or 6 and I'm like, that was fucking hilarious, Nick. You are very, very funny. You should clip that out and put it up online. And I did the whole, my homework's due on Monday. Open up the laptop on Friday night. Nope. Close it. Never go back to it. I don't know why. Do you think Roger would just, if I just started throwing things at him, he would just clip them out and put them up for me?
No, definitely don't do that.
Yeah.
Not throwing things, not physically throwing things.
No, I know you don't. I mean, like.
That's a whole word, like saying
don't
no,
just
dude.
Give him more work.
I'm a brainstorming here, guys.
He needs to stop losing 20 followers at a time.
I've lost more followers than most people have. That's actually not a flex. That's the truth.
Take a sip of your fucking 7-Eleven coffee.
Just fucking drop the mic, man.
I'm having a lot of trouble finding this. I thought it'd be easy.
That's why I said maybe.
If you guys are trying to find the picture that they just described, what keywords would you type into Google?
I would look for Chihuahua Halloween costume.
Alien.
Aliens.
Oh, that's true.
Xenomorph.
Hold on,
dog.
Let me see if I saw someone.
I mean, I searched Chihuahua chest buster.
Also, I mean this in the nicest way, Nick. I don't trust that it was actually a Chihuahua.
I also saw this photo, which is why I thought it'd be easy to find. Let me just search. Actually, Joey, that's a great call, because it could have been a terrier.
I feel like it could have been like,
what's definitely
the marbles dog, Joey?
That's a Chihuahua.
I don't know.
The gray one.
I don't know.
Oh, it's a
little.
Or a greyhound. It's a greyhound.
It's a something greyhound.
It's probably an Italian greyhound.
Maybe, yeah.
So here's the thing. I know it was a Chihuahua because, and Kevin, we're getting to the, we're unlocking secrets here in Nick's brain. It was part of a Chihuahua, not preserve. What do you call it? Rescue. A big, it was like little Wayne's Chihuahua Rescue or something like that. It was something like that.
I don't think so.
It was like Little Big World Chihuahua Wayne's Rescue or something like that.
Little Toonji.
No. But it was
Chihuahua.
Like
Chihuahua.
We're gonna find this. Hold
Kevin,
on.
Kevin, I want to compliment not only the what you had set up and everything, but you having pizza there, I think, saved me from having a really bad night.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad.
Like, I had one slice of pizza, and it was perfect enough to not get me wasted. Like, I got a little buzz going, but like I wasn't wasted or anything like that. I feel like if I didn't have the pizza, I would have just been so fucked.
Well, the pizza goes a long way.
It really absorbed that green. And again, the pea, very yellow, Kevin. Yellow.
Yeah. But that's part of the B2 vitamin.
It's not B12, it's B2.
Yeah, B2, not B12.
B2 is like for energy.
But B12 is like a thing, though, right?
Yeah, uh-huh. B12 is for energy. B12, Joe, is why I deal with so much acne, because I'm always drinking energy drinks, and energy drinks always have B12. When I was kicking back 5-hour energy shots like a madman, it's a bomb of B12. It's like 3,000 times your daily value, whatever.
Oh my God.
And it gives you, it kind of accelerates acne and stuff.
Kevin, are you on, what is that in there? What's Slack?
It's just me. Kevin. Just send it to you? Me, yeah.
I'm gonna send it, I found
it. You figured it?
Yeah, I sent it to like five found people.
Scott, you're
useless. How many people did I send it to?
How many people did I send this to?
I can't wait to
send it.
Oh my lord.
Yeah, that's great.
That's so good.
It was worth it.
Oh, yeah, dude. That's great.
Little blood on him. Keep going. There it is.
Oh my god, yes.
This is why you have dogs right here, right? Tim, you got, the beanie babies.
Tim, you
got
to go smaller.
Go smaller.
Yeah.
For the next one.
We went. I was telling Nick earlier, but yesterday me and G went to a Pomeranian meetup, because that's a thing, and there was a costume contest. And you guys haven't lived until you're around 50 Pomeranians.
Tim, that's
costumes.
The kind of thing you can photograph and post on Instagram.
You definitely should.
Invite us.
Don't follow their Instagram.
Why didn't you post anything? What the fuck?
I don't know. I posted some pictures today.
Now, yeah, I want to stop you.
Not of all
here.
The Poms. Yeah.
Because I was like, I don't want to post.
I'm losing 20 followers a day, okay, guys?
I was like, I don't want to post anything. And Tim's like, bro, you should post more, right? And then we get around to Tim, and you guys give him a pass.
I don't complain.
We were just complaining.
I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, let's brainstorm how to get my followers. I don't want to lose the followers. It fucking sucks.
But yeah, they were out there doing.
Oh my god, that's a lot of fucking people.
There was a lot of Pomeranians, dude.
That is a lot of Poms.
The winners, well deserved. They just went as vacation, which sounds really lame, right?
Chevy Chase.
This little Pomeranian wearing a Hawaiian shirt had some sweet ass Hawaiian sunglasses on. The owners came and they had this little like mini tiki bar, and they put it down, and the dog like did a trick and like went up and started drinking from one of the drinks through the straw.
Shit.
Dog had like this whole performance.
That's
and it was
cheating.
Like, holy shit.
Why would you not put that on your Instagram? That was definitely gonna get you more followers.
Cause I'm, you know,
now
I'm
here's
a little
the thing.
Grinch.
Now next year, Nick's friend will be like, you can't do that 2 years in a row. You gotta come up with a new gimmick.
I was gonna say,
I was about to light someone up real quick.
That's such a gimmick that you can't redo. You know, it's like anytime I see Americans Got Talent and somebody's like got a really kind of limited thing that you see once and that's it. You don't need to see more of it. It's like,
oh, the girl with all the outfit changes and stuff like that.
It's just, I mean, there's so many of them. Like, America's Got Talent, you can go up there, and if you're a singer, we can reproduce this thing a bunch of times, all right? But if you're a dude who, like, does smoke tricks with his mouth, really cool the first time.
I'll say it. Is that talent?
I mean, in a cool Greg laughing over
there. You know what I mean? Like, you can sing like crazy. Adele gets up, and Adele's like, hey, I'm like, fuck, it's talent. Talent. Some guy makes a cat sit on a dog with a fucking mouse on the cat. You just are abusing animals. What are you doing there? You know what I mean?
Abusing animals. What a stretch.
We play with your gun.
No.
Come on, Brody. Come on,
Brody. It doesn't. I wish it did too.
I can get you a real gun. Kevin will already won the big five.
We'll get you a real gun. Don't worry about it.
I'll tell you what. I want to round it off by talking about Halloween movies a little bit. Because I went through my list earlier today. Are you guys, did you watch any fun Halloween movies? See, I'm keeping a list now.
Absolutely not. It sounded like, even though you didn't go to Kevin's party, like you were just as, if not more festive than all of us. Because you rattled off about 20 fucking Halloween movies.
How did you watch that many movies in a weekend?
No. So the second I get the vibe of Halloween, we start watching scary movies in my household. Mm. Now I'm going to go around the table. Do you think Danielle enjoys this?
I would say no, but like...
Absolutely not.
I'm going to say yes.
Joey's correct. She does. Andy's correct also. She doesn't like
say?
It.
What did
said,
you say?
No, absolutely not.
Oh.
She doesn't like it, but she loves it. She doesn't like scary movies, but when we're watching them, she enjoys them. So what I do is I play the game of like, it's not that scary. No, it's not that scary. And then I'll show her one that's not that scary. And then we'll watch something like...
So you lie slowly to her.
It's not a lie. It's an ease in.
The
scary
movie.
Right. It's
an ease in.
So
with
it's a gradual lying.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a lie.
There's no actual point of lying. Yeah. It's more just like a general vibe.
No. But... The other day he said The Descent wasn't that scary and then scared the shit out of both of them.
Dude, he's like so scary.
That just so fucked me up after I saw it. I didn't like it.
But no, but I don't know sometimes, right? Because like as the person that... I'm in charge of movies in my house, right? Mm-hmm. If Dee's like, let's watch an old movie,
God, that's
you're
so
picking.
Unfortunate for Dee.
It sucks for her. Definitely sucks for her. But
how many times has she seen Biodome?
You mean how many times has she gotten up and walked out of the room when I'm watching Biodome? Every time is the answer to that question. But I don't, some of these movies I haven't seen. So I never seen The Purge. Oh. And she goes, is it scary? And I go, absolutely not. It's not scary. And on that one, I was correct. Because Purge, not scary. Very tense, very interesting. Actually, very interesting movie. You've seen it.
I haven't seen it, but.
It's actually really good. It's not. Yeah. No lie, it's a very cool, like, smaller, indie, interesting concept. Of course, the ones afterward, Joey tells me, is just they get fucking crazy. And
then they get, like, Blumhoused, right. So yeah. It's different.
So more often than not, if I've seen the movie, I can recommend it, and I'm like, this is the vibe we're going to go for, right? I was like, let's watch The Fly, and I'm like, but I told her, I was like, it's a little grotesque. So she did that, but some of the other movies that we had to watch, I'm like, I'm just taking a, I don't know, we watched Barbarian over the weekend, and that was a movie.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Could not have predicted twists and turns in that movie just from...
No one could have. You could be, it's almost like they wrote three scripts and just crammed them together into making
Whose
one movie.
Whose movie was that?
Barbarian?
Yeah, who wrote and I thought it had like a notable name to it. I may be wrong.
I looked him up. I don't remember. I don't remember anything that guy did.
I'll look it up.
Or it wasn't. It didn't automatically like ping something in my brain, but it was good. Good cast at the beginning of it. Toward the end of it, it gets a little fucking psychotic, but fun movie if you like scary movies. Anyway, so I'm doing that from now on. I'm keeping the list. I'm going to look back, and I'm curating my list of Halloween movies for me and the missus. And she digs it. We ended up, we went hard, and then we ended out with Ghostbusters and The Lost Boys, which is like a nice little, like, aperitif, you know?
Yeah,
not aperitif, but like a little after-dinner drink.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, it's good.
Dessert? You mean dessert?
Well, you know, you have like the dessert, right?
In Europe, you have the cheese plate to finish off the meal, and you're like, that seems counterintuitive, but they do it sometimes. That's kind of like what this is. Mm. Still of substance.
I didn't know they did that.
They do. It's weird. It's very weird.
This director did The Whitest Kids You Know.
It's like a comedy thing,
comedy
right?
Thing,
like a
yeah.
sketch thing?
Damn, I didn't even know that. Never mind.
Various Auctioneers. Oh, well, I mean, yeah, I think he just played, he was one of the creators of that.
Maybe I'm thinking of that Terrorizer or whatever it's called.
That was the one everyone was talking about over the weekend. I refused to watch that. It's got a clown in it. Forget about it.
Really? Is that your, that's your hard, like, will not do it?
No.
Not into clowns?
Absolutely not. It took me a long time to watch it.
Didn't we watch it together in theaters?
No, I don't think we did. Did we?
I'm pretty sure we all did.
Got right in there then. Had to face the fear.
Haven't been scared since.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, that's it for the podcast today. This was a fun one.
This was a fun one. A little Halloween, spooky season.
A good one. Let us know what your Halloween costume was this year, and did you need to explain it to everyone at the party? And if so, do you feel like a failure?
Because Nick thinks you are.
Put those in the comments below. Until next week, we'll be back next week. Of course, Greg will be here as well. He will have climbed out of the snake pit. But until then, I love you. Goodbye.